Yeah.
Good Erev Shabbos. Just want to start by wishing a mazel tov to the Nymark Mishpacha, to the Achamad, the Chol Mishpacha, and the birth of a boy. We're all looking forward to what should be a fantastic Shalom Zachar this the Shabbos. It's unbelievable that you're here. Because,
yeah,
right,
didn't you? I don't think my wife knows.
Yeah, that. So it's like, I don't
I
want
told
the,
her to call me
the last thing.
Your wife doesn't know you had a boy?
The shir is supposed to be like a shalom bias, you know, yeah. Creator by A, kicking husbands out of the house, and B, you know, you can come home to your wife with a bowl of challah and some food. Where we started? I also want to thank I want to thank Reb Levy for generously sponsoring the food this week. So we have now Baruch Hashem a proper challah with meat, and we have kugel, and we have, you know, we have beer, so we have everything that we need. So Yirtzeh Hashem, we should continue in this way. And I also want to thank Reb Levy for disseminating this year in different forms of social media, YU Torah for as well. It's really the listening has been very, very helpful. I've gotten feedback from a lot of people that I appreciate. So Yirtzeh Hashem, we should continue that way. As well, it's a little shameless plug. Okay, so let's jump right in. So I mentioned that the title of the shir is the isser, the prohibition of being malvim pnei chaveira v'rabim, of chas v'shalom embarrassing someone publicly. I want to describe how it comes from this week's parsha and understand some of the halachas involved with it, and perhaps get a deeper understanding of like exactly what it is and what the lumdus is, and just a better appreciation. I think we're familiar with the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Last year we also spoke about Yehuda and Tamar in a bit of a different context, but just to recap the story, in some way Tamar did something inappropriate. She had some form of znos, at least that's what was suspected of her, and her father-in-law Yehuda brings her out to be killed. She's on her way out. She sends to her father-in-law saying, to the man whom this pikada and this collateral that I'm holding on as payment for the relationship, you know, I became pregnant to him. And he says, let's find out whose stuff it is. And then it says, Vayakar Yehuda, he recognizes his own stuff. And he says, she's right. It was my fault. And the leyasaf at letaita, and she saves her, and her life is saved. And that's how we have Malchus Beis David, right? We have her children were Peretz and Zerach, and we know from there came Boaz, and then Malchus Beis David. Lo'elam void. So lechara it's a pella, because why didn't Tamar speak up for herself, right? All she had to do was say, Yehuda, like, you're the one who propositioned me. You're the one that suggested this relationship. This natznus, this was the heter. You're the one that asked for it. Why are you taking me out to be killed? So the Gemara in Saita asked this kasha. The Gemara in Saita says, v'seim rala meimar. Why didn't she say anything? Right? Why didn't she defend herself? So Rashi al Torah quotes right from the Gemara in Saita that we see from here. Amar Rav Zutra and so on. Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishum Mishum Ben Yechai. Noyach lay la Adam Shiyapil. That it's more appropriate, it's better for a person to literally throw himself into the Kivshon HaEish, which is exactly what Tamar was going to do. And how do we know this? We know this from Tamar, and the Gemara explains from these psukim of Hakirna and so on. So I want to understand exactly what the Gemara means. If you ask me, like, what the Gemara is saying, the Gemara is saying something that's a melitza. It's an expression, perhaps an exaggeration, something that's like a midas hachasidah, something that we should maybe, you know, aspire to or not aspire to, if you will. But it's not a halachic statement, right? That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. That's if you would ask me at 4 o'clock in the morning what I would have told you. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, where he deals with we've spoken at the Rambam a couple of times. The Rambam deals with midas tovus, the proper way in which one should act in Hilchos Deos. He doesn't. It's part of Mishnah Torah LaRambam. It's part of the halachas of the Rambam, but it's not a full. It's not a halachic statement as much as like Hilchos Lulav would be, or Hilchos Yisurei Bia would be, or Hilchos Nitzkeimamon would be. And the Rambam does bring the memra of this Gemara in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam talks about how terrible it is to embarrass someone in public. In fact, the Gemara in Bava Metzia brings this in the context of Aina, right? We know of Aina, which is defrauding someone. That's actually not really Aina. Aina is more what we call overcharging someone in business, right? Charging someone for metaltalin or karka or immovable property or real property, not the fair market value of the goods. And Aina is Asr, you're not allowed to do it. If the Aina applies to Bisman Hazeh, different circumstances, it's a major question. But Aina is a terrible thing, you shouldn't do it. The Mishnah says in the end of Parak Hazav in Bav Metziah, just as there is Aina by Mekach u'Memkar, just as we find Aina when it comes to transactions, we find that there's Aina by Devarim as well. Aina's Devarim is hurting someone's feelings, saying something hurtful to them. In fact, the Gemara there says, just important for us to recognize, unfortunately, I know myself. The Gemara says that a yizara than aina asishtai. A person is always to be careful for not to hurt his wife's feelings. The masa mitzuyim, that a person says a not nice thing to his wife and it hurts in a very specific and sensitive way. And the Gemara says very very shrekel chazach. Bad things would happen to a person for engaging in such behavior. Something we should all try our best to stay away from always. In that context, the Gemara also talks about mal bnei chavir barab. And hopefully at the end of the show we can say like a dvar chizak about this. But the Gemara says that hamal bnei chavir barab. If you embarrass someone publicly, ein lo chelik loylam haba. He's miyardei gehenim veinam oylim. It's a very 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 bad thing to be mal bnei chavir barab. So the Rambam does bring this. The Rambam says, "Alpha bisha machlem is chaver in a lake as paravav halachaches and hachasdeus avin gadol hu. You don't get malchus for it, but it's a big avera. Kachar muchachamim hamal bni chaver baravim lechilik lamaba tzarachal mizar bedavar zesh levayish chaver baravim and so on and so forth." But the Rambam doesn't say this is like from the Gila Amiras Hachamuris, right? The Rambam reads in Hilchos Deis. He doesn't bring in Hilchos Sedei HaTorah, where the Rambam deals with the halachas of Kiddush Hashem, the halachas of Yehari V'Yavor. And the Meiri also, the Meiri in his Sefer on Mesech the Brachas, and a couple other Brachas, Nacham Sharkal Nevoi, says that this Gemara is something to be concerned about, something to be taken seriously, but it's a Derech Tzachos. It's a figure of speech. It's a flowery figure of speech. It's an expression. It's not meant to be taken literally. It's not really a halacha of Yehari V'Yavor. The Pnei Yeshua as well, in Bav Metziah Daf Nun Tes, says, after all, the Gemara never says it's one of the Gimel Aviras HaChamuris. It's not meant to be taken literally, it's meant to be taken seriously, but it's not the same thing as Gil Arayas, Shvichos Damim, or Avodah Zarah, which we know classically as the cases where Yehareg V'Yavar would apply, where a person has to give up his life and be Meisun Avshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
If it's not taken literally, then why did Tamar do it?
Ah, very good. So we're going to get to that. So the second half of this year is going to be exactly Ezra's question. Ezra's bothered by Akasha. Pnei Yeshua has Akasha. Pnei Yeshua says, if this is not to be taken literally, like the Meiri says, and like the Rambam suggests, and like the Simul Pshat and the Gemara, if you would have asked me, if I was told you without any other evidence, so we also have a countervailing principle, which is what? The Chai Bahem, V'Loishi Amos Bahem. A person doesn't have the right to say, the Pasha says, we'll discuss hopefully the details, Barichos, not too much Barichos, but more in depth in a couple of minutes, that a person in Pasha doesn't have the right to say, you know what, I'm taking my life into my own hands, I like to be, even though the Din of Kiddush Hashem is limited to Avodah Zarah, Gil Aras, and Shvichos Damim, I'm going to be Meister Nafshai, I'm going to, if someone says to me, you have to be Mechal Shabbos, or I'll take your life away, I'm gonna lose my life and not be Mechal Shabbos. Shaita Shabbo Elam. You're not allowed to do that. V'chayvam v'leshi amos b'hem. In fact, the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisari HaTorah that someone who does this, hareza mischayev b'nafshay. It's like ma'avid esatz m'ladas. It's like you're voluntarily killing yourself, chas v'sham, because you have a mandate of v'chayvam v'leshi amos b'hem. So, in fact, the Pnei Yeshua, if you tell me this is not really a literal statement, which is the Pashtos, how did Tamar have the right to do what she did? That puts pressure on the analysis. You know, when it's just an important methodological point in Lumdus in general. I like to spice, sometimes throw these in. Whenever you have two dinim that seem to be opposed to each other, you try to square them and figure out how they work together, the more you say, put pressure on one side, it's like an equation in math. You're gonna have pressure on the other side to try to explain. So the more we downplay this statement in Chazal, the more we're going to have pressure to explain what exactly was the justification for what Tamar would do. But that, in Yirtz Hashem, in a couple of minutes. So Me'idach Gisa, so Rabbi Green already mentioned, there's a Taisvis. Taisvis there asks Akasha Mesech the Saita. How come the Gemara Taka does not mention this din of Ma'am Pnei Chaver Barabim along with the Gimel Averas HaChamurus? In fact, Taisvis, if it's true, the Noach Olam Sheaplos Atzmos Echin of Kiv Shnoesh Val Yam Pnei Chaver Barabim. So Taisvis there asks, V'nira the Haidalei Chashav Leba, so Taisvis asks there, excuse me, Vinira the Hidalai Khoshle Vahadi Gimas Shainam Vinebikuach Nefesh and so on. And he's bothered by the Kasha. He says, I don't understand how come it doesn't appear in the list that is in Masechta Sanhedrin, everywhere else in Chazal of the Gimel Averus HaChamuris, how come it's not mentioned amongst them? So if you look in the Briskarov in his stencils to Masechta Sotos, he says Tosis's kasha doesn't even begin it. I'll tell you exactly why it's not mentioned amongst the Givul Amiras HaChamurus, because it's not one of them. What is it? Gilei Raos? No. It's not Avodah Zarah. It's not Ritzicha, right? That's the Pashtus. So that's the Pashtus answer to Tosis's question. How can you tell me it shouldn't have been amongst the Givul Amiras HaChamurus? It's not one of them. But Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis says the reason why it's not mentioned there is because it's not an Avera Mufreshes Bakra. Right? We don't have any pasuk in the Torah that says, "Don't thou shalt not embarrass someone in public." It's derived from the concept of Aina. And in fact, as we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, Aina's Tevarim is only derived from Aina's Mekach Umemka, right? The issue to be Maknes Chavera, to say something hurtful to your friend, is only derived from the very fact that Aina is it's a form of Aina's Mekach Umemka. It's obviously not transactional, but there is no lav in the Torah, even though we know it's an Isra D'Oraisa, to go ahead and hurt someone's feelings. You shouldn't do it. It's an Isra D'Oraisa like any other Isra D'Oraisa would be. But there's no Beferish Pasuk that says you can't do it. Similarly, there's no Beferish Pasuk that says you can't embarrass your friend in public. So for that reason, Taisa says the Gimel of Eres HaChamurus that Chazal mentioned in the Sugyas and Sanhedrin are things that are Meforish in Torah. You can't have Arayas, you can't be Avodah Zarah, you can't do Shvichos Damim, but that's not mentioned there. The Achrayim are Medayak from this Taisvis, the Brisker Rav, and the Torah Tami, and the Torah Shlema from Rav Kasha we've mentioned a couple of times. You see that Taisis held that this din of Yabim v'nei Chavir Barabim is a real bona fide problem of Yehar Gval Yavar. Right? Taisis didn't answer like the Brisker Rav would have said, the reason why it's not mentioned is because it's not Yehar Gval Yavar. That's not what Taisis says. Taisis is not mentioned in the Gemara as one of the Givul of Eres HaChamurus because it's not Mefurish Bakra. Shtelzach far from Taisus, vice says that Taisus held, that in fact it is one, it is the halachas of Yehar Gval Yavar would apply. So we have to understand, like, what's the pshat? Why is that? How could that possibly be? Now, if you say that, then we understand what Tamar was doing. Tamar held, like the Taisus was saying, that in fact it's one of the Gimel of Eres HaChamurus, or it has the same halacha as the Gimel of Eres HaChamurus. So we have to try to understand for the next couple of minutes why that would be the case. Levi, you have a third comment.
I don't understand mitzad. What are the actual words of Gemara? Mutav. What is
Nayach la adam shiapil asatzim lekiv shenayish.
If you take the words in any, I don't understand the one that says that it's not one of the Gemara Chamurais. What do you mean if it says you should do it?
Well, so the Yeshua says Nayach la adam. A person should rather be thrown into a fire than be in a massive of embarrassing your friend. Doesn't say that you actually have to go ahead and kill yourself. A person, the Maral writes, and also that we'll speak about, I just mentioned it now, the Maral says that, what's the idea of embarrassing your friend? A person's created B'Tzal Malikim, right? Every person has a shtick of the Rabbi Shalom inside him, Chelek Elokam Imal. So it's like you're burning his Tzal Malikim. Literally, you're taking the godliness in him and throwing it in the garbage. A person should rather themselves sacrifice their own Selam Elikim rather than Anyanim Selam Elikim. But again, you could say the Pshat in the Gemara is Noyach Le'adam, just means a person should rather be in a matzav that he would give up himself rather than allow someone else to be embarrassed. But you don't have to necessarily, it doesn't say explicitly in the Gemara that you have to go ahead and give up your life. Okay? But Tosfos seems to understand that from the Gemara. So how are we going to explain? So there's a very well known comment, David Simcha, yeah? Of Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva. That's what you were saying, yeah? It's a very, very important memra from Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva, right? The first shahr is what we learn. The first two shaharim are typically what's learned during Elul, and we should learn it all year round, actually. But Shahr Shlishi is actually more of a halachic work, even though it's part of the sefer of Shari Tshuva, where the Rabbeinu Yoin spends a lot of time developing the different Yisurim in the Torah, and kind of how chomer they are, and the levels of them. And the Rabbeinu Yoin there mentions the ninth level, the deepest of Yisurim, Chas V'Shalom, is that which we say Yaharik V'Yavar. It's from, right, we call it the Givul Aveiros HaChamurus. The Chumra Sa'aveira is what mandates Yaharik V'Yavar. And there, Rabbeinu Yonah says, there not only do we have a concept, and this is based on the Gemara, of Yaharik V'Yavar, we have a concept of what's called Abizurayu of Yaharik V'Yavar. Everybody here familiar with the notion of Abizurayu, just to explain what it means. Abizurayu literally means the dust of. Like an avak, like we know, like the Chavetz Chaim spends most of the sefer on avak lashon hara, right? Lashon hara is pretty straightforward, like, or not straightforward, but the basic issue of lashon hara is fairly straightforward. Avak lashon hara, like what's the derivative of lashon hara? What might be lashon hara? What might be a satellite around lashon hara? That's what he spends a lot of time on in the sefer. So not only do we have formal technical Gilei Rash Vichos Dam and Avodah Zarah. We have Abizarayu. We have these satellites of them. What's an example of an Abizarayu of Gilei Arayus? What?
Mixed dancing.
As I state in Ramban. The Ramban says Kiruv Basar. He'll say that's Shomer Negiyah. I don't know what that means. What? Chibuk Venisha. Kiruv Basar. That's Negiyah Shal Chibah. The Ramban says is an Abizarayu of Yehar Vayavar. It's Mefurash Ramban. The Beis Yosef quotes Allah Halach and Chosnid. That's well known. Simin Kuf Behei. Yeah? Oh, someone have a comment? No? That's so. It's a very, very when people. It's just like you're not going there. It's just usher. Like what? It's usher. It's not only is usher according to Ramban. It's mamish na bizarav yahar vayavar. So it's a serious thing. We should all be aware of this. What's na bizarav of avodah zarah? So the Gemara says in Psachim some. Being what?
Some
the Gemara
like
says in Psachim in the second parak in parak kol shah. What? The wigs, exactly. Well, the Indian wigs, right? That's a shir unto itself. Just ask from Nissen Kaplan about the wigs. The Gemara there talks about in Pesachim the second parak on Daf Chaf Hey the things that are mishamshe avodah zarah, right? Not technical, you know, worshiping avodah zarah, but things that were, you know, involved with the process of avodah zarah that weren't actually, you know, you weren't mishtachavet to it. You the things that were, you know, part of the services that they did in their temples, those mishamshim, those tashmishim, those ancillary things, to be nana for them would be an abizarayu, perhaps, of avodah zarah. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, embarrassing someone is an abizarayu of shvichus damim. What's another, I mean, it's not exactly clear what other examples would be of abizarayu of shvichus damim, but, some people talk about like Sakhanas Aver cutting off someone's hand. The Meiri talks about that. Other Paiskim. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says, what is embarrassing someone? He says, avak haritzicha halbanas panim. Why? Because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, your face gets red and then goes white. So again, I always thought that's not the point. The point is that you're killing the person on some level by embarrassing them. That's because literally, even if it wasn't true that like physiologically they had that reaction, I still think you could still make the case what Rabbeinu says. Rabbeinu says that embarrassing someone is a fate worse than death. And he says, Lehedya, achein dimu avak haritzicha la ritzicha, ukemay sha'amru ki yaharig va'ol yirtzach, just like we say it's better to sacrifice yourself than engage in even a vakrit sicha, so too, you have to throw yourself into the fire and not embarrass someone else. And he says, how do we know this? From Tamar. V'lomdu za'inimi Tamar shenemar himutzes and so on and so forth. Sir Ben Yonis says, lehedya, it's that bizarayu of ritzicha. Now, Tosis does not say that, but Rabbeinu Yonah does. So now let me ask you the following question. Where do we know from the fact you can't kill other people? How do I know that? You come on, everybody knows. What's a svara? Right. My chaz damach tfei. Right. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Psachim. Right. Who says my blood is redder than yours? In other words, and Rashi explains. Because Chaviv and Nefesh shall Yisrael l'fnei Amakim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Nefesh of the Yids, so you have no right to make a cheshbon that his blood is rather than mine. If someone says, you know, a gun to your head or I'll kill your friend or I'll kill you, it's not on you to make such a cheshbon, to make such a shikul hadas of who's right to live, you or them. Now let me ask you a question. Bishlama in a situation of what? When you're talking about my life versus yours. But is this my chazis? What's going on here? What would have happened? Embarrass your friend or I'll kill you. So Bishlam, he says, kill your friend or I'll kill you. So I understand. His blood is rather than mine. But can you say there's a chiv of Mesiris Nefesh for Ritzicha b'makam and there's no Maichazis?
Well, maybe embarrassing...
Everyone get the question?
I understand, but maybe embarrassing... His blood is so, like, not red that embarrassing him is worse than you dying.
Right, so some do say that. Rabbeinu Yonah, really, if you really take this very literally, it's as if you actually killed him on some level, yeah. Then you can say it's a bona fide maichazis. But that's a little bit hard to justify. It's hard to justify. Again, the Gemara says svarahu. Right, we don't need a pasuk. It's obvious There, in fact, we'll speak this in a few minutes. But there's the Mishnah Melech says that even if a ben noach, even if a guy is not mitzuvah and kinesh Hashem, when it comes to ritzicha, he's mitzuvah and kinesh Hashem. Because this notion of my chazis, even though Rashi says chaviv and nafsho sheyisol fnei amakam, so yesh laif, it's true for Rashi, but the Mishnah Melech says everybody, it's true for a ben noach, it's true for Yisrael, because you don't need a pasuk, you don't need the Torah to tell me that you have to give up your life for to save your friend's life. It's a svara. My chaz is dam de chavrei sumak tfei.
You're saying that applies by guy as well.
That's what the Mishnah Melech says. Yeah. I'm saying came in the surf iko ibn neshama iko lami emuter lavar miu idea shenafshe chaviva liyotzer yoyser nafshe chaver. That's the famous lashon of Rashi in Sanhedrin. And I'm saying yesh la'ayef. That's true for a guy, right? It sounds like this is like limited to Yisrael the way Rashi formulates it. But again, you could say that a guy also has tzama lakim, or who says in Klap the Rabban Shalom that your life is more valuable. But does that make sense when it comes to embarrassing your friend?
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say, right? So what does Eilam think? What can we say? So there's two tirutzim that the Acharim say to this kasha. Tirutz number one, is the following. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and in Psachim learns two things from each other. One of them is Ritzicha. The other one is Gilei Arayos. What's the case of Gilei Arayos? The isha that's nensa, that's raped forcibly against her will. So the person who's coming to kill, coming to rape her, is considered like a roideif. And you have and he's mischayev benafshoy, and you can kill him and stop him from being ma'anes of this isha, because kein adavar azad, the Gemara learns from the pasuk in Kitetze that this man coming to attack this woman and assault her is as if he's killing her as well. So the Acharim say, Reb Shimon Shkop says in his Chidushim to Masechta Ksuvos, and I saw that earlier, and if you look in the there's Haggais of earlier Acharim to the Rambam, they say the same thing. Once Balalam v'nim salamid, once we learn the chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem from Ritzicha to Gilei Arayos, we learn back from Gilei Arayos to Ritzicha as well. Now, when it comes to Gilei Arayos, not Svar of my chazis, it's a drasha that we learn from Ritzicha. Kein adavar azad, as if you killed that person. But by Gilei Arayos, it's not a shiloh of my chazis, right? Let's say the Anna says, you be baal eishes ish, or I'm going to kill you. It's not a shiloh of him dying versus you dying. It's a shiloh of you violating the mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu versus saving your life. So says Reb Shimon, and say the Acharonim, that once we have such a svara as true by Gilei Arayos, we can apply it back to Ritzicha as well. Oy bazoi, the din of Yoharik Valyavur applies by Ritzicha, even the makam that there is no Maichazis. As I state in the Chidushim for Reb Shimon to Masechta Ksuvos. Similarly, not exactly in this technical way, there's a very interesting comment that the Kesef Mishnah brings from the Ramach. Very famous, we know Chas V'Shalom from the Holocaust and different situations that Klai Yisrael, Kol Har Parkoy, so all of our history. This Rambam reads true to us, unfortunately. But, you know, Kachava, in our long and difficult history. The Rambam says like this, Cheni Omer LaMagayim, very famous Rambam, Parakei Elocha Yilchus Yisori HaTorah, Tenu Lachem Echa Mikem V'Nargenu, V'imlav Nargo Kulchem. Right? The Nazis say, give up one of the Jews, or else we're going to take you and kill all of you. What's the halacha? Everybody knows. What's the halacha? Yargu kulam va'al yimsu lehem nefesh achas v'Yisrael. Right? We all have to give up our lives, and we can't give up a fellow yid. V'im yachdu lehem v'amru tzunu lano pleini. But if it's kesheva ben bichri, if he is miyachin one of them, the halacha might be different. So frak the achrayim like this. Hold on one second. So let's say the guy gather up all of them and say, we're going to kill you all. Is there maichazis there? What's the maichazis? The Rashi says, maichazis is that, mi yodeh shenafshu chaviv liyotzer yotzer nafshu shechaveray. Right? Soif soif ika ibn neshama. Someone's going to die. But no one's going to live now. Right? A person's going to be given up. He's going to be killed. Or they're all going to be killed. So is there a maichazis there? You're not balancing one life versus a life. You're balancing one person dying versus 100 people dying, chas v'shalom. So where's the maichazis? Yeah? Everybody get the question? So the Kesef Mishnah says, you see from this Rambam that it must be the case that even the makom that there is no maichazis, the halach of Yoharik Vayavar still applies. So in other words, the Kesef Mishnah says, Kabbalah biyadam, they have a tradition that we knew. Maichazis is just... In other words, maichazis is what we call a simin. It's not a siba. Maichazis indicates to us that the nefesh of a yid is so heilig, is so kadosh, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to make a cheshbon, to make a shiko adas of my life versus his, even welcome where everyone is going to die. So this, based on one of these two svaras, either it's a limud from Gilui Arayos back to Shfichus Damim that even once we apply, once there is no svar of my chazis, like we find by Gilui Arayos, it's true by Shfichus Damim, or al derech this kesef mishneh that we see when it comes to Chas V'Shalom, the guy trying to take all of us, we see that calls man that a yid is going to die. It's not a cheshbon who's going to live and who's going to die. We have no right to make such a choice. It's a sin that it's not a sibah, as we would say in lamdisha terms. So we can answer Rabbeinu Yoina. Right? In other words, according to this, even b'makom that there is no maichazis, it's still true that we say yahari vayavar. So like this, if we say the ma'amni chaviram is in fact an abizarai, it's an extension of the isser of ritzicha, hagam, it's true, there is no maichazis because someone is going to live and be embarrassed or someone's going to die. Still in all, kol zman, we're in the parasha of ritzicha, we could explain that, in fact, there's an obligation to be maaser nafshoi, and that could be a yishuv for Rabbi Yonah. This, by the way, this shtickle, everyone follow this point? It's a beautiful shtickle. I, again, b'shem armoy, Rav Shmuel Razovsky, that's all in the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, develops this barichus, ayin alav v'tim tanachas, but that's the short story of the idea. Again, to chazer over, the kasha was, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, that this is in fact a bona fide chiyuv v'yahag v'yavor, we have a hard time understanding. Where is there a heter? Where is there a svar of my chaz damat chavrei sumak tfei, where there's an obligation to weigh one nefesh against the other one? Here it says embarrassment versus a life. It's not a life versus a life. So we've proven from a couple of sources that in fact, even though we start with my chazes, we can explain that even when my chazes would not apply, there might be the obligation of kiddush Hashem, either based on this idea of Reb Shimon that we learn from Gilui Arayos to Shfichus Damim, or based on this kesef mishnah on this situation where the guy says, one of you or all of you, kol zman the nefesh of the Yisrael is on the line, if it involves you participating in an act of ritzicha, whether literal or figurative, you're not allowed to make such a cheshbon.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
So I always understood Abiz Raihu as it's almost like some type of safeguard, like a geder type thing.
Yeah.
So like for example, you're talking by Arayos, you have all these Abizrayu things.
Right, Chibuk Venishnik, yeah.
Exactly. So over here, could it be, I mean, I don't know if anybody said it, you know, I'm just wondering that you could say that maybe when Rabbeinu Yonah calls Bab Pnei Chavero, you know, Abizrayu de Shvichas Damim, that it's like, it's a geder. In other words, and why should that be? Well, you always know that's the way you invoke Nazi Germany. The way it always works is you put down a person,
right,
they have no value, and then the next, once a person's no value, the next step is that their dam,
it's like
your dam is sumuk.
It's a gateway to ritzicha.
In other words, my chaz is the dam of sumuk tfei, because you're malvin pnei chavero. So
it's a beautiful suggestion. It makes a lot of sense. It's a pshat, like you desensitize yourself.
Yeah.
I think, it could be that I saw something similar that, I mean, this is very similar to something in the Maharal, that, like, when you don't care about someone's Selam Elohim, so then you can, like, right, exactly, that's what the Germans did. Like, they said the Jews didn't have a Selam, they weren't human, so they could, you know, do Chas V'Shalom what they did to us. So that could perhaps explain Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not necessarily Mucha, this is what Taisus holds, but we'll leave that for now. Maybe we don't have enough time to get to fully explain perhaps what Taisus is getting at. But now let's go back to Ezra's question to wrap up in the next few minutes. Ezra asked a question. If you take the view not like Rabbeinu Yonah, not like Taisus, like the Meiri, like the Rambam, then in fact, what is this? This is a Melitza. This is a figure of speech. It's an important thing to be aware of, but not absolute chiyuv. So what was Tamar's cheshbon? How did she have the right to meiser nafshei? So what are you going to say? The imtim soloimar, like I said, maybe you have the right to take your life in your own hands. I'm zeyer from. I'm going to be meiser nefesh. So it happens to be the sheet of Taisus and Avodah Zarah, Chav Zayin and Mubeiz, is that a person has the right to be meiser nafshei. He can say, you know what? It's true. Gimel Averis HaChamuris, that's absolute. Yahar Vayavar. But even Chil Shabbos, I haltzach that I'm special, I'm unique. I can be Moisar Nafshay. Now, the Rambam says such a person who does that is a Ma'abid Atzim Ladas. So that's not going to help you for the Rambam. And the Taisus is it's a Mechushtik of Taisus, but at least for the Rambam, it's not going to help you. There are those that argue, even in the Rambam, that a Yachid Shabadar, a Gadol Ador who's being, you know, Pirates gather, or he's trying to start Chas V'Shalom, stop a Pirates gather. He's been Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Barabim. The Gansa, you know, will be a Rishim from his actions. He also has the right to make a Cheshbon of Albi Meister Nefesh. Tamar had such a Cheshbon? Maybe not. I don't know. we can debate about that. It's a little bit speculative.
They recorded it in the Chumash, so.
Yeah, it's so. Pretty. It makes a big reshim, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But like, again, if that was what Tamar was holding, she held herself to be like the Katzin Shabadar, Gadol Adar, like the way the Acharim say in the Rambam. Maybe I don't know.
Isn't it true that any mitzvah barabim you can you can be ba'abid? There's nothing if it's in front of 10 people.
No, I mean that could be if a guy tells you. If there's a makom of chilul Hashem, that's shas hashmad. Uh-huh. That's shas hashmad. Right. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin says shas hashmad. I feel arks of the Misana. Where right, Chanukah is next week. That's the whole Chanukah story. Right. If there's a makom like Shlaim said, shas hashmad. Where Nazi Germany was shas hashmad. We haven't chas v'shalom had shas hashmad in a very long time. But like when the Gemara are trying to make a harisus hadas, either destroy the Klai Yisrael, destroy Yiddishkeit, then the cheshbon has changed. Then basically every mitzvah becomes yaharik v'yavar. But in a regular, you know, in a regular fact pattern where a guy approaches you in the alleyway with a gun, that's not shas hashmad. Okay. So what can we say to answer this? If you say it's not really chiyuv yaharik v'yavar, so what would you say? So again, the Pnei Yeshua himself says, yeah, in fact, she had an obligation of a chai bohem, but it was so vite to her that this idea of embarrassing someone that chazal the heter in the v'chai bohem. That's basically what the Pnei Yeshua says. That really v'chai bohem is true, but a person has the right to be machmir and say, even v'chai bohem is always true for everything else, but embarrassing someone is such a terrible thing that I have the right to be meister atzmai l'kivshan ha'esh. But l'chor we can say the other mahalach I think we could say is that a benayach is different than a Yisrael, right? Anybody was thinking along these lines? What was Tamar?
A bas noach, right?
Even if we say the avos kodesh matan tayor were Yisraelim, we spoke about that once, twice, many times now. I mean, the Gemara does say in sight that Tamar was a Giyaris. What exactly that means, I don't really know. The Briskarov says, you see from your Araya, that Geyaris was Shayach Kodem Matan Torah, like the Ramban says in Chumash, like Avi Avram Avinu. But the Pashas was that Tamar was a Bas Noach. Now, let me ask you a question. Does a Ben Noach have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? Does a Ben Noach have a mitzvah of a Chai Bohem? Both questions. Number one, is a Ben Noach obligated to be Moisar Nafshay for their Shavah mitzvahs? If someone were to force them to do it or give up their life, at the same time, does the Ben Noach have an obligation of the Chai Bohem v'lo Shemus Bohem? Now, the Pnei Yeshua says implicitly that a Ben Noach does have the Chai Bohem because he says that Tamar should not have given up her life if not for what he says that embarrassing someone is special. But it seems to be there seems to be a svar to say that the Chai Bohem was only sent to Yisraelim, and I'll bring you a raya. The Gemara does say in Sanhedrin and Dalam and Beis. That Benoach is not mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem, or we mentioned it from the Mishnah Melech that Ritzicha might be different, but the Gemara says there that Benoach is not mitzvah from Kiddush Hashem brings a raya. So Tosis asks, I don't understand why isn't Benoach not mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem? The Chaim and Velishiyamus Bohem was said to who? Was it said to Bnei Noach or to Yisraelim? Tosis asks, why is a Ben Noach not mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem? Why does he not have to give up his life? Hari V'chaimim was only said to Jews, not Bnei Noach. So you see from Tosis' kasha, the V'chaim doesn't apply to a guy. And there's more than that. What you see from Tosis' kasha, the Acharim are Masber in Tosis, and this is something that a lot of Acharim speak out, Be'etzem, lule the V'chaim bohem, and this is a subtle point, but I want Adam to chap this, if not for the pasuk of V'chaim bohem, every mitzvah would have been Yaharik V'al-Yavar. That's what's Mavur in Tosis' kasha. Tosis says that we need a V'chaim bohem to tell me that the din of pikuach nefesh is doicha everything except for the gimel veres hachamurus. So lule the v'chai bohem, without the v'chai bohem, every mitzvah even for Yisraelim would have been yaharik v'yavor. So then for Gayim, which don't have the v'chai bohem, they should default back to what should have been the default rule for Yisraelim that everything is taka yaharik v'yavor. So Tosis gives a different tarot. Tosis, no, really, the Chai Bohem tells me that everything is not like the Gimel Averes HaChamuris. So Yesh Lain, what the Maskav of Tosis is, but you see Hamia from Tosis' Kasha, the whole Tzuras HaDechia, the way it works that we have the right to take our lives in our hands and live and not violate one of the mitzvah Shabbat Torah is because of the Koyach of the V'chai Bohem. And Dal Me'och the Koyach of the V'chai Bohem, there is, in fact, would it be an obligation of Kiddush Hashem. So even according to the Maskas HaGemara, the Bnei Noach are not mitzuvah in Kiddush Hashem, but they don't have the Kayach HaDechi of V'chai Bohem. What exactly is the problem with voluntarily giving up your life in the first place? We mention it's the Kayach HaDechi of the V'chai Bohem. A person doesn't have the right to say, you know what, I'm going to be macher, I'm going to be frum. a person has the obligation to live his life. That same Kleachad Lechiyo V'chai Bohem, which tells me that not everything else is Yarg V'yavr in the first instance, is the same Kleachad Lechiyo V'chai Bohem that tells me I have an obligation to go out and live my life and not violate the Mitzvah Torah and not give up my life. So B'nei Noach, it could be like this. Hagam, it's true. They're not Mitzuv and Kiddush Hashem. But the Kleachad Lechiyo V'chai Bohem they do not have. And therefore, insofar as being machmir, voluntarily giving up your life, one could say that so long as you don't have that koach of the chai bohem, that obligation that tells me I must live, they can voluntarily give up their life. So even without the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, that the Gemara says is clear. So first of all, we said Ritzicha might be different. That's the Mishnah Malach. That could be a guy from Mitzuv and Ritzicha in Kiddush Hashem for Ritzicha because of my chazis. Again, if my chazis doesn't really apply, that's not going to help you. Like from
and they certainly have a Bezrayu.
What?
Goyim certainly have a Bezrayu.
That's a good question. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
Because, I mean, once they don't have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Goyim don't have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. They certainly don't have a mitzvah of Yisrael. The question is, do they have the right to be machmir?
When you say Kiddush Hashem, in what context?
Obligation to be Meister Nafshe. So the Rambam says, just to make it concrete, the Rambam talks about a case. Let's say somebody were to put a gun to a guy's head and say, you violate one of the Sheva mitzvahs or I'll kill you. That's the Rambam's case. He has the right to go ahead and violate the Isser. So we're saying, you see from here, there is no obligation of Kiddush Hashem for a guy. A guy is not mitzuveh to mekadesh shmei barabim. But even though that's the case, he still might not have the koyach hadichiyah. He does not have, I think, the koyach hadichiyah of v'chai bohem. Rabbi Kiva Eger says this as well on the Rambam, not to get into deals right now, but there's a rabbi from Rabbi Kiva Eger there.
He did me'abed amedes nafshay.
No. No, he can't.
That's one of the Shevis Minayach.
Yeah, it's Ritzicha.
Killing yourself is also.
Yeah, the Rambam says, Lois Tirtzach, Afil Lois Isratzach. That it, again, that's a good point. Levi's mentioning
that basis.
Levi's mentioning like how is it? What's the problem for a guy to be to give himself up? If it's what Isser is he violating? He violated the Isser of Ritzicha. Exactly. So just to chazer over the steps. The question that we asked was how could Tamar go ahead and voluntarily give herself up? Harei v'chayvem v'lishamos b'hem. The Pnei Yeshua says the guy in have a v'chayv b'hem, and that's why you have to say that somehow embarrassing yourself is different. You have a heter to give yourself up because embarrassing yourself is so chamar. As I stayed in Pnei Yeshua. That's not going to help us for the Rambam. The Pashtus is that for the Rambam, Ben Noach is Amitzum and Kiddush Hashem, and everybody doesn't have the right to give themselves up. We also mentioned a Svara, that Ritzicha is different. Maybe Goyim are Mitzuveh to give themselves up for Ritzicha because of my Chazis. Because that Svara of my blood is not thicker than yours is true universally. It's true for everybody across the board. But again, if there's no bona fide my Chazis here, that's not going to help you unless we say, like we said before, maybe it's only true for Yisrael and Napnei Noach, which have the Parsha of Kiddush Hashem in the first place. You chap, what I'm saying, that might not help you for a guy. But now we can say a svara. This is also what Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says. The whole notion that a person doesn't have the obligation to be Meister Nafsha in Al Mitzvah Sheva Torah is because of the Kayach HaDechi of V'chai Bohem. What's the right to this? Because Tosfos asks, why is the Ben Noach not Mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem? Hare V'chai Bohem was said to who? A Yisrael, not a Ben Noach. You see from Tosfos' Kasha that Dal, Lule, the V'chai Bohem, without the V'chai Bohem, every mitzvah would have been Kiddush Hashem, would have been an obligation to be Meister Nafshay. So once you say that in fact Bnei Noach don't have the V'chai Bohem, they might not have the Kayach Dechi of V'chai Bohem either. And therefore, the whole reason why a person can't give himself up is the same reason why a person has the obligation not to give himself up for any other mitzvah. The Ramban explains in Mochamis, that same V'chai Bohem tells me that I don't have a Chiyuv to be Meister Nafshay for Shara Mitzvah Shabbat Torah, tells me I have an obligation to live and not voluntarily give myself for Shara Mitzvah Shabbat Torah either. So a guy that doesn't have the Kayach HaDechi of V'chai Bohem, even if he's not Mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem, he might be voluntarily able to give himself up. And that will explain that Tamar, even Alt Ben Bas Noach, had the right to be Meister Nafshay even in a Midas HaChasidus and not required way. Shkaya, we'll stop here.
So next week there's probably